Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news this morning, shots fired at a grocery store. Our crew in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker follows what we have learned about this incident overnight.
It's a pleasant start this morning. Temperatures have just jumped all into the 60s. Looking at low to mid 60s right now. Southern Pines, our warmest spot at 67. We're going to see a beautiful afternoon, and then we transition to a wetter day tomorrow. I'll show you the timeline.
Also, Title 42 officially expired just a few hours ago at midnight. This is a live look right now on the U.S.-Mexico border. We'll tell you how it'll affect the people who plan to cross there.
It feels awesome, baby! Go Canes!
Yes, it does. Cane fans are fired up this morning. They're still celebrating. The team is on its way to the Eastern Conference Finals after a dramatic win last night in overtime against the New Jersey Devils. I mean, what a way to advance, keeping the fans on their toes and then being like, we got this.
It was pretty cool. Yeah, it was super exciting. And a game five, a closeout game, you know how hard those can be. Yeah. You know, so your team's already out of it. So I love the fact that you're bandwagon getting
I
on board.
I knew he was going to bring that
getting
up.
On
I
board.
Knew it.
Canes, gotta wear it proud, right?
Yes, you do.
It's good fun. And it's a great way to kick off the weekend, too, especially with this weather right now. Elizabeth Gardner of the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
Such a pretty day. Take a look at this. Just a few high, thin clouds over downtown Durham right now. Today's going to feel a lot like yesterday. It is going to warm into the 80s, but it's not going to be terribly humid. So it'll be pretty delightful out there. I expect a southwest wind just starting to pick up now at 13 miles per hour. And the stronger that wind is out of the southwest, the more warmth we'll see moving in, and we'll also start to see that humidity creeping up. So it feels fine now. But by tomorrow, we'll have a lot more moisture in the atmosphere, especially with the cold front coming in and that chance for rain. Temperatures right now are in the 60s, looking at 61 in Fayetteville, 67 Southern Pines, 64 in South Hill, Rocky Mount, and Wilson. Hour by hour, we hit 80 degrees at lunchtime, and we'll be in the upper 80s this afternoon. But again, with that lower humidity, it's not going to feel like July. Here's a look at futurecast for tomorrow. We're going to start off with some cloud cover. There will likely be a quick shower that rolls through at some point in the morning up until around lunchtime, but we're not looking at very much rain. I wouldn't put off any outdoor plans, but just know that, you know, here and there, there could be just an isolated shower. And then here comes the main event with our cold front. We're going to see a chance of some showers and storms at 7 p.m. in our western counties, at around 8 o'clock in our central counties, and at around 10 or 11 in our eastern counties. And then that moves on out. And that's going to be the bulk of the rain that we see for the weekend. On Sunday, we just have a 20% chance for Mother's Day. The bulk of the day will be nice and dry and pleasant at 82. But looking at 84 Saturday, mostly cloudy, a small chance of a shower close to lunchtime, and then that chance increases in the evening. Brian?
It is 8:03 right now. As we take a look at traffic, we have a crash in the south part of Durham on 40 eastbound, right around the 55 interchange. Some activity over here on the right shoulder, but also we have police blocking that median there just before you get to 55. We're seeing about a 5-minute backup on 40 eastbound as you head away from 15501 in Chapel Hill out toward 885. It looks like the delays begin between 751 and the Fayetteville Road interchange. So allow some extra time through there. If you can pick up 40 eastbound from 55, you'll be on the other side of those delays. Looks like Duke Street still is closed on the northern part of Central Durham between Club Boulevard and Englewood Avenue. They are repairing some utility lines there. Not sure when they're going to be able to reopen it. Consider using Roxborough Street as a good alternate route. Still have a crash reported on Athens Drive right around the Beltline Bridge there. Also Kaplan Drive at Kent Road. Still have some activity, reports of some police activity out there from an earlier crash. And on the east side of downtown Raleigh, watch for a crash on Newbern Avenue at Tarborough Street. Seeing some delay showing up on the sensors through that intersection. Also a crash on 440 westbound this morning, just before you get to the Capitol Boulevard interchange. Seeing about a 2-minute backup between Newbern Avenue and Capitol.
We're following breaking news out of Cumberland County. A community is rattled after gunshots went off at a grocery store. Michael Grace was at the scene at the Food Lion in Hope Mills in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker.
Yeah, and witnesses tell WRAL that this may have all started from some sort of argument inside the store, and you can still see the damage from last night. Those two front windows on the left side of the storefront completely shattered, and they've been working to put up some boards in front of them. Let's take a look at what that scene looked like last night. The entire front half of the parking lot blocked off with crime tape by police. The Food Lion is operating on normal hours. We're still working with police to find out if there were any injuries and if anyone is in custody at this time. In Hope Mills, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
And more breaking news this morning. Authorities in Johnston County are looking for a driver who hit and killed a man that was riding his bike. This happened late last night on Braswell Road near Smithfield. We're told the man on the bike was not wearing any reflective clothing and was riding with the flow of traffic. Authorities say the driver hit the bike from behind and did not stop after that crash. The bike rider died at the scene. State Highway Patrol says the vehicle that hit him is a blue SUV that may have a broken headlight and other damage. If you have any information, call police.
This 16-year-old was the subject of an Amber Alert last night, and she is okay now. You likely heard that alert come on your phone about 9:15 last night. Authorities from Stanley County shared an update with us around 3 a.m. that Stephanie Morton was found safe. They say the man accused of abducting her is in custody.
And breaking news, tens of thousands of migrants are expected to begin to cross the border into the U.S. from Mexico now that a policy allowing border agents to easily turn them away is no more. Title 42 officially expired at midnight. This is a live look at the border. Hours before midnight, a federal judge blocked a Biden administration plan to release migrants into the country without immigration court notices. The administration is setting up additional facilities along the border to process migrants, bolstering transportation, and leaning on a fast-track deportation process known as expedited removal. But leaders and border communities say they are already seeing a spike in people coming in, putting a strain on their resources.
We are now in a situation that we've never really been at before, and it's time. It's time that the president announce a declaration of national emergency.
We prepared for this moment for almost 2 years, and our plan will deliver results. We are clear-eyed about the challenges we are likely to face in the days and weeks ahead, and we are ready to meet them.
The Department of Homeland Security says at least 28,000 people were being held by Border Patrol at the time the policy expired.
Well, if you're a Canes fan, you're probably pretty juiced this morning after last night's electric win at PNC Arena, an overtime victory headed now to the Eastern Conference Finals. WRAL's Nia Harden is live at the arena this morning, a little quieter right now than it was last night. But boy, they were charged up in the building last night, Nia.
Yeah, and I have no doubt people are going to be celebrating today, too, as we head into the Eastern Conference Finals. All of this as we have another box checked off here at PNC Arena. You can see those boxes filled in red. Now, it takes 16 of those 16 wins to get to the Stanley Cup, and Canes are halfway there now. The team will take a day to rest before they get back to practice on Saturday. Video from last night's game that went into overtime shows how hard the Canes were working. They won 3-2 against the Devils. The win now sends them to the Eastern Conference Finals, and they haven't been since 2019. Fans believe they can go all the way.
Man, that was awesome. Are you kidding me? We are hoping. We bought tickets for Game 5. Now know that there's going to be a Game 5, and here we are, winning it, baby, winning it.
Eastern Conference Finals.
You know it. You know it. Woo! Go Canes, baby.
There's no official schedule, but the Hurricanes will open the conference finals at home. This is going to be against either Toronto or Florida. And the Canes are telling us that they should be playing either Wednesday or Thursday. So you're going to want to make sure to get the WRAL News app so you can know when those tickets drop. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Hurricanes head coach Rod Brind'Amour has been here before. His first year coaching went to the Eastern Conference Finals. His team's performance, he says, coming together at a high level at just the right time.
I'm just really proud of the group. That's it. I mean, I'm a old guy sitting behind the bench and just watching this and enjoying watching how hard everybody's working and together, right? It's just it's a great group.
We'll get deeper into the Canes' big win coming up in the next half hour.
Local groups are making their final push against new abortion restrictions just 24 hours before Governor Cooper plans to veto the bill. Bishop William J. Barber and other faith leaders plan to speak out against the measure today at the General Assembly. This is the bill that limits abortions at 12 weeks. It also requires in-person medical visits for people looking to get an abortion, and patients would need to give more personal information to doctors who then have to report it to the state. And as we mentioned, mentioned, Governor Cooper says he will veto the bill tomorrow. According to his office, Cooper is set to hold a rally for it as well. 500 people are expected to attend. The abortion bill veto rally starts at 10 o'clock Saturday morning at Bicentennial Mall. This comes as Cooper wraps up his tour across the state, where he's been working to gain support and flip some Republican lawmakers' votes on the bill. Even though the governor has the power to issue a veto, it may not hold, because the GOP has a super majority. Coming up, we're learning more about the crash that killed a bride in South Carolina hours after her wedding. What officials have revealed about the driver responsible?
And we'll give you a live look outside the WRL Gardens right here. The Century Plant, right in the center of your screen there, continues to bloom. You're invited to come check it out in person, or you can watch the live stream on WRL.com.
Today's going to be a beautiful day in the garden or wherever you will be. Saturday will bring us a chance of some scattered showers and thunderstorms. I'll go over the timeline. We'll talk about how it will look for Mother's Day, too, coming up.
Welcome back on your beautiful Friday morning. You're looking live over Southern Pines. You're watching WRAL News, available on YouTube TV and the WRAL app on your TV or streaming device. For the most part, this has been a great week for golfers, and today is no exception. I mean, it's gorgeous out there, Elizabeth.
It is so pretty. We're going to take another look at this beautiful day today. Right now, Apex and Chapel Hill showing lots of beautiful sunshine. It looks a little hazy in Goldsboro. It's just the angle of the camera. You may run into a little bit of high thin cloud cover out there, but it should be gorgeous. There's a look at Fayetteville's newsroom, our Fayetteville newsroom, and Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. We do have rain and thunderstorms that are well to our west, and you can see that warm front here. We're going to see the cold front that's west of that sliding across our area tomorrow. And that's going to bring us a chance of some showers. The changes in the last 24 hours look like this. More cloud cover, the potential for an isolated shower on Saturday morning. Now that we're getting the high-resolution models in, this started to pop up late yesterday. Mike and Kat were showing us that during the evening newscast, and it's still showing up on the new runs in the models this morning. As we look through Saturday, expect the best chance for showers and thunderstorms to be in the evening. So at 7 o'clock, we have this line that starts to move through. It pushes all the way into our eastern counties by 10 p.m., so around 8 or 9 o'clock in the central part of the viewing area. After that, it's out of here, and we're looking at a pretty dry day on Saturday. This is a look, on Sunday. On Sunday, we may start with some cloud cover, but we should end up seeing a little sunshine peeking through here and there, and it should stay mostly dry. We have a 20% chance of rain in the forecast right now for Sunday. It's definitely trending drier over the last couple of days. So for Saturday, how much rain? Just depends on whether one of those thunderstorm cells moves over you or not. They're not likely to be severe, but there will be some heavy rain and some blustery winds as those come through tomorrow evening. So likely to be an average of a quarter to half an inch, but there are going to be some spots maybe where we don't see even as much as that. Commencement on Saturday. Most of these are in the morning, but remember, close to lunchtime, we could see a little sprinkle. So we'll see increasing clouds. Meredith at 8:30, 67 degrees. Fayetteville State at 9 a.m., 71 degrees. And Shaw at 10 a.m., 75 degrees. On Sunday, outdoor commencement ceremonies for Duke and UNC look good. Again, Sunday looks pretty dry for us, especially in the morning. We'll see a temperature around 70 degrees. Once we get past Sunday, Monday looks like a fairly wet day. That's why the temperature is so much cooler. We're in the 80s and 80s and 80s, and then all of a sudden there's that 71. So that should tell you about the coverage of rain on Monday. And then after that, it really looks nice for us. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we'll see sunshine, low humidity, partly cloudy skies. Brian.
Elizabeth, it is 8:16, and I've been watching this crash in South Durham on 40 eastbound, right around the Highway 55 interchange. We have some activity over here on the right shoulder, closer to 55, but right there at the ramp onto 55 southbound, you can see they have a tow truck there in that left lane blocked. 7-minute delay showing up now on eastbound 40 from 15501 out to 885 overall. Almost all of that is between the 751 and 55 interchange. If you can pick up 40 eastbound from Highway 55, you'll be on the other side of those backups. On the northern side of central Durham, look out for some utility work that has closed Duke Street between Club Boulevard and Englewood Avenue. Not sure when they're going to be able to reopen that section of Duke Street as they work to repair utility lines. Consider using Roxborough Street as a good alternate route between downtown and I-85. Looks like that earlier crash at Newbern Avenue at Tarborough Street may be in the clearing stages at this point. We do have a report of a crash in the past couple of minutes at Newbern Avenue at Clarendon Crescent on the east side of Central Raleigh. Also still have that crash reported out at Kaplan Drive at Kent Road. Around the rest of the triangle, our major routes are looking just fine. line as we take a look at those major approaches into Raleigh right now. Latest live sensor readings indicating no trouble through Garner on 40 westbound. Just a four-minute delay coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol.
And we're following some breaking news here in the WRAL Live Center. VinFast, a Vietnamese-based electric company, is going public. Well, the company is moving forward with its plans to merge with Black Spade Acquisition Company, already listed on the New York Stock Exchange, that's offering stock options. VinFast is planning to invest billions of dollars to build that new plant in Chatham County, if you recall. According to company executives, VinFast will be valued at $27 billion because of this deal. Analysts say such a merger with an existing public company enables VinFast to get access to public markets to share stock at a much faster pace than a standard initial public offering. Of course, you can read the full story on WRAL TechWire.
Thanks, Ken. We're working to learn more this morning about a crash that left a pedestrian dead. Officials say it happened in Chapel Hill on Thursday night. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker got this video from the scene on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard near Perkins Drive, that is just south of I-40. The road was shut down while authorities investigated. No word yet on the age of the victim or whether the driver will face any charges.
The driver, police say, was involved in a crash that killed a Charlotte bride hours after her wedding, had a blood alcohol level more than three times the legal limit. The toxicology report shows that Jamie Komorowski's BAC was 0.26. The new photo shows the wreckage there in Folly Beach, where police say Komorowski was also driving well over the speed limit when she crashed into a golf cart. Samantha Hutchinson died, and her husband and two others were badly hurt.
This morning, investigators are trying to determine if one man is behind a violent carjacking, the theft of a City of Raleigh vehicle, and a smash-and-grab robbery. Police say 30-year-old Thomas Cawther stole a City of Raleigh pickup truck yesterday. After crashing that truck at Crabtree Valley Mall, police say he pulled a woman out of her car, threw her to the ground, and drove off. They're now investigating whether he also rode a bike through a Garner Walmart, smashed open a display case, stole the iPhones inside, and threatened an employee with a knife. Cawther is being held in the Wake County Jail on a long list of charges.
The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office is reminding people that this, take a look here, left side of your screen there, this is dangerous and illegal. Watch as the Wisconsin Department of Transportation cameras on a busy expressway show a person riding an electric scooter right there on the shoulder during rush hour. The sheriff's office says the person was gone by the time the deputy arrived on the scene.
Today is International Nurses Day. Nurses and lawmakers in Michigan are calling for more safe limits on nurses' assignments.
This will keep nurses at the bedside and even bring back RNs who have previously chosen to leave because of unsafe working conditions. This isn't rocket science, folks. We just need to listen to the nurses who are telling us what they are experiencing at the bedside and how we can help.
And the proposed plan would set safe limits on the number of patients nurses can be assigned. It would also curb excessive mandatory nurse overtime and require hospitals to disclose their nurse-to-patient ratios.
The FDA is taking a big step forward, adjusting its blood donation policy for gay and bisexual men. The move comes after years of this group of men being banned from donating. The FDA recently updated policy to require men to wait 3 months after sexual contact to donate. They updated it again to focus on anyone with risk of HIV, not just homosexual and bisexual men. The agency now requires a 3-month wait period for people who have had a new sex partner or more than one partner.
Five on Your Side has learned that 2.2 million Peloton bikes are being recalled for a defect that we first told you about last week. The seat on these exercise bikes have been breaking, and 13 people say they've been hurt. People should stop using the bikes with model number PL01 and contact Peloton for free replacement. You can find more about this recall and others Five on Your Side has reported on. Just go to WREL.com and search recall.
People in Cumberland County are invited out tomorrow to fill the truck with donated food to help students in need over the summer. A box truck will be set up outside the Cumberland County Courthouse. You can drop off your donations between 8 a.m. and noon. The items will then go to local schools in the district before the last day of school. They're looking for kid-friendly, non-perishable foods and personal hygiene items.
New this morning, space tourism may soon become a reality. A California startup says it will use a SpaceX rocket to launch what it hopes will be the world's first commercial space station into orbit. VAST is hoping for a launch date as early as August of 2025. The company says it'll use a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket to launch its Haven 1 space station. After that, they hope to then sell 4 crewed seats on the first mission to the outpost. No word yet on how much those tickets are going to cost. I'm going to say a lot.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be high demand, but yes, high price
exactly.
As well. It's 8:23 right now. There's a new study suggesting what you eat could be as important as and as good for you as walking 4,000 steps. Coming up, the recommended fruit and veggie intake from health experts.
And the Carolina Hurricanes have secured their spot in the Eastern Conference Finals. We have more reaction from fans coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
A good Friday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. One of our top stories is the sunshine out there. It's a beautiful Friday. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking conditions all over, including in Sanford this morning.
Gorgeous in Sanford. Lots and lots of sunshine. Today's going to feel a lot like yesterday, where it's sunny, it's warm, a little bit of high thin cloud cover, and the humidity stays nice and low. So heading out the door this morning, it feels nice. Temperatures are mainly in the mid to upper 60s. It's going to be a perfect day for pickleball or whatever you have planned outside. It will be a little on the toasty side this afternoon. We do climb into the upper 80s, but again, with that low humidity, it won't feel too bad. We're still on track for some afternoon and evening thunderstorms for tomorrow, but right now, Mother's Day is looking pretty dry, Brian.
All right, Elizabeth, a happy early Mother's Day to you. As we take a look at traffic on the south side of Durham this morning, we're tracking some delays on 40 eastbound, beginning right around the Fayetteville Road interchange out toward 55. We have the median blocked right now with a tow truck and seeing some slowdowns through there, about an 11-minute delay overall. If you can pick up 40 eastbound from Highway 55, you'll be in good shape heading into the RTP area all the way out to the airport. North of downtown Durham, Duke Street is closed between Club and Englewood as they repair some utility lines. Consider using Roxborough Street as an alternate route. In Raleigh, watch for a crash on Newbern Avenue at Clarendon Crescent.
Thank you, Brian. Breaking news out of Cumberland County. We're working to learn more about a shots fired call at a grocery store. This happened at a Food Lion in Hope Mills around 10 o'clock last night. You can see plate glass windows shattered in this video from the scene. No word on any injuries or arrests. And Canes fans are celebrating this morning after a dramatic win in overtime last night against the New Jersey Devils. We are waiting to learn when the Canes will play again as they move on to the Eastern Conference Finals. The Canes won last night 3-2. We'll have more news and weather over on Fox 50.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Right now at 8:30, we're following breaking news. Shots fired at a grocery store. Our crew in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker is following the story and has details.
Also, more breaking news, this time out of Johnston County. What we have learned about a deadly hit and run and the suspect police are looking for.
All eyes on Mother's Day. It's looking drier. We'll see partly cloudy skies, pleasant temperatures. We'll talk about what the potential is for a stray shower.
And many people are just waking up after celebrating a long night. Now the Canes are going to the Eastern Conference Finals. Coming up, we're going to tell you about what's next for them.
And if you went to bed and it was tied because it was very late, an overtime game, we've got your answers this morning. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. We're all wearing some sort of shade of red today to celebrate the Carolina Hurricanes winning, going to the Eastern Conference Finals. So exciting.
We're going to transform you.
Yeah, we'll get you, exactly.
Get you, make you a Caniac yet. Elizabeth Gardner's on board, I know that. And especially with the fans getting a great chance to tailgate before the game with this kind of weather.
Oh, it's been so nice, of course. And next week looks beautiful, too. At least most days, not Monday, but, you know, the rest of the week's looking pretty good. Here's a live look at Fayetteville. Pretty out there, lots of sunshine, but some high, thin thin cloud cover like we saw yesterday. Our wind is starting to pick up now out of the southwest, and that southwesterly wind will bring in some warmth. It's also going to bring in a little bit more mugginess than we saw yesterday, but it shouldn't be a big jump just yet. You'll really notice it tomorrow. Mid-60s around the triangle right now in Fayetteville is still a cool 61, 60 in Clinton, 64 in Rocky Mountain, 63 in Roxboro. Hour by hour, we climb to 81 at lunchtime, and we'll see highs in the upper 80s this afternoon. Plenty of sun all day long with some high thin clouds and not much humidity. Let's look at tomorrow. We'll likely start off with some cloud cover. The new runs of the models in the last 12 hours have started to show a little bit of light patchy rain in the morning, but it's likely to be in and out very quickly. I don't think it's something that would really ruin your plans. We'll pause it again at 5 p.m. and by 6 or 7, we start to see a line of thunderstorms moving into our western counties by 8 o'clock, our central counties, and our eastern counties by around 10. It's not likely to be severe, but we will have some strong winds and we'll also have some heavy rain with that line moving through. After that, we should be pretty well settled for Sunday with partly cloudy skies, a high of 82, and just a 20% chance of storms. We'll go over the timeline for Saturday again. In the morning up to lunchtime, there could be an isolated shower. We should see a bit of a break. And then during the evening is when we'll see the best chance of a line of storms.
All right. Thank you, Elizabeth. We're following some breaking news in Cumberland County. A community is rattled after gunshots go off at a grocery store. Michael Grace was at the scene at the Food Line in Hope Mills and the WRL Breaking News Tracker. He has details.
Yeah, and witnesses tell WRAL that this may have all started from some sort of argument inside the store, and you can still see the damage from last night. Those two front windows on the left side of the storefront completely shattered, and they've been working to put up some boards in front of them. Let's take a look at what that scene looked like last night. The entire front half of the parking lot blocked off with crime tape by police. The Food Line is operating on normal hours. We're still working with police to find out if there were any injuries and if anyone is in custody at this time. In Hope Mills, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Also breaking news, as authorities in Johnston County are looking for a driver who hit and killed a man who was riding a bike. This happened late last night on Braswell Road near Smithfield. We're told the man on the bike was not wearing any type of reflective clothing and was riding with the flow of traffic, as is normal. Authorities say the driver hit that bike from behind and did not stop after the crash. The bike rider died at the scene. State Highway Patrol says the vehicle that hit him is a blue SUV that may have a broken headlight and some other damage. If you have any information, call police.
Within the last 30 minutes, we've learned that VinFast, the Vietnam-based electric vehicle company, plans to take the company public. The company is moving forward with plans to merge with Black Spade Acquisition Company, already listed on the New York Stock Exchange, offering stock options. VinFast is planning to invest billions of dollars to build a new plant in Chatham County. And according to company executives, VinFast will be valued at $27 billion because of this deal.
This 16-year-old was the subject of an Amber Alert overnight. She is okay. You likely heard that alert come out about 9:15 last night. Authorities from Stanley County shared an update with us around 3 a.m. that Stephanie Morton was found safe. They say the man accused of abducting her is in custody.
And the Carolina Hurricanes are heading to the Eastern Conference Finals, one step closer to the Stanley Cup. The last time they made it this far was back in 2019. WRL's Naya Harden has reactions from fans who are buzzing over last night's win.
Canes fans are waking up this morning feeling good because another box is checked. You can see here the boxes that are filled. They are halfway to the Stanley Cup. It takes 16 wins to get there. The team will take a day to rest before they get back to practice Saturday. Video from last night's game shows what happened when they went into overtime. Canes winning 3-2 against the Devils. The win now sends them to the Eastern Conference Finals. They haven't been since 2019. Fans believe they can go all the way.
This feels incredible for the Canes, for the city of Raleigh. Let's go, Canes! I want Florida. They're a good team. They're a physical team. But I think we can beat them.
Now, there's no official schedule, but the Hurricanes will open the conference finals at home against either Toronto or Florida. And they tell us they believe they're going to play Wednesday or Thursday. So you're going to want to make sure to get the WRL News app so we can let you know when tickets will be available. Naya Harden, WRL News in Raleigh.
And coming up in less than 10 minutes, WRL's Pat Welter and Casey Hintz will take us inside the ring for all of last night's action. They'll also have more reaction from coaches and players as they prepare for the next round.
Local groups are making their final push against new abortion restrictions just 24 hours before Governor Cooper plans to veto the bill. Bishop William J. Barber and other faith leaders plan to speak out against the measure today at the General Assembly. It's the bill that limits abortions at 12 weeks. It also requires in-person medical visits for people looking to get an abortion. Patients would need to give more information, personal information, to doctors who then have to report it to the state. And according to Governor Cooper's office, he will hold a rally for the veto of this bill. 500 people are expected to attend 10 o'clock tomorrow morning at Bicentennial Mall. Cooper is wrapping up his tour across the state, where he has been working to gain support and flip some Republican lawmakers' votes on the bill. Even though the governor has the power to issue that veto, it may not hold because the GOP has a supermajority.
It is going to be a busy travel weekend on the road and in the air. This as you're looking live at RDU this morning. That's because of all the people traveling to the Triangle to celebrate special occasions. It's graduation weekend for colleges, and it's also Mother's Day. RDU expects more than 177,000 travelers to come through the airport from now until Monday. Today is expected to be the busiest, followed by Sunday.
Changes at the DMV could make your next visit less of a headache. The new way you can check wait times before you even leave your house.
And last night was a big one for country music at the 58th Annual Academy of Country Music Awards. We'll have a look at the memorial moments and a performance from a North Carolina native.
And we have a look right now at Sanford. Good morning to you. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center with the Mother's Day weekend forecast that includes some rain. The time right now. Good morning, Lewisburg. This is a live look from our WRL LiveCam network. Just gorgeous right there. Blue skies, you see the sunshine, a little bit of a breeze there as you see that flag rippling there. And speaking of that, Elizabeth Gardner with WRL Severe Weather Center, a little bit of waves rippling behind you.
So pretty. Take a live look at Lake Gaston. Just about 3 minutes ago, I saw a boat go by already here at 840. So some folks getting out on the lake early this morning. It's going to be a perfect afternoon for the lake. Temperatures will be in the upper 80s. It's not going to be terribly humid. Nice and dry. Plenty of sunshine. Just a few high, thin clouds. It is 66 in the Triangle right now. Our dew point is in the 50s, and it'll stay that way today. And that keeps things feeling comfortable. Once our dew point climbs into the upper 60s, it starts to feel sticky and stuffy. But right now, as long as we keep it in the 50s, which we should today, it'll feel fine. We do climb into the upper 80s this afternoon, looking at 87 in Raleigh and in Durham, 88 in Fayetteville, with mostly sunny skies. Our normal high is 79, so that's going to keep us a little above normal, but we drop it down into the low to mid 80s Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, we're still on target to see some clouds and maybe a sprinkle in the morning and some thunderstorms during the evening. Monday's looking cool now at 71. Currently, Monday is looking pretty wet, so it's going to keep our temperatures cooler. Our dew point at 57 today, and then at 56 Monday, Tuesday, and for much of next week, we'll keep things feeling comfortable. It's not going to feel like full-on sticky summer just yet. But Saturday and Sunday, it does bump up. That's because we'll see a front coming through with a chance for some showers and storms late Saturday, and then the moisture lingers just a little bit on Sunday. But it should still be a nice Mother's Day. It continues to trend fairly dry. We do have a 20% chance in for the afternoon. Just to cover the bases with a little bit of sunshine and some lingering moisture, we could see a shower or two pop up. Temperatures will be in the 70s in the morning, and we climb to 82 for the high in the afternoon. So Saturday, again, will be our main focus for some showers. We could see a quick sprinkle around lunchtime and then a break in the precipitation, and a line of storms comes through during the evening. They're not likely to be severe, but that doesn't mean that it wouldn't be blustery with some heavy rain. And then after that, a little quieter for Mother's Day. Our next round of rain comes Monday with some cooler temperatures. But right now, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are looking nice. Humidity is low, partly cloudy, and pleasant temperatures.
A couple of big concerts happening in the Triangle this weekend. And WRL Lifestyle Editor Kathy Hanrahan here with details and her out and about best bets for the weekend. We'll start off, though, with a free movie screening tonight. How about that?
This is a great family-friendly pick. Okay, you can enjoy a free screening of the Lego Movie tonight in Moore Square in downtown Raleigh. The event is part of the city's first Friday celebration. It was supposed to happen last month, but due to weather, they had to move it. The movie's going to start around dusk.
All right, right after the game ended for the Canes last night, I saw them putting the floor down on top of the ice, getting it ready for a couple of big concerts this weekend
A whole bunch of concerts going on. We had Lizzo earlier this week, and now we've got legendary Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Stevie Nicks tonight at PNC Arena. The Fleetwood Mac singer has been on tour with Billy Joel. This is one of her solo shows. Some tickets are still available. And over in Cary, we've got rapper Pitbull. He's doing two shows at Booth Amphitheater tonight and Saturday night. Tickets are still available for those shows.
And also Saturday, there's a festival. So a lot of folks will want to check out.
So many things. The town of Morrisville will be hosting Spring Fest on Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. on Town Hall Drive. The street will be shut down. We got food trucks, entertainment, games, rides. Admission is free.
Can't beat that, right? So many ways to get out and about this weekend. Find even more events on WRL.com by searching the keyword out and about. Kathy, thank you.
Well, we can still feel the electricity running through the triangle as Canes fans celebrate this morning. They're advancing to the Eastern Conference Finals. The team clinched the victory just hours ago at PNC Arena. WRL's Pat Welter and Casey Hintz show us how the players proved there wasn't just ice on the rink, but it was also in their veins.
Hey, good morning, everyone. The Carolina Hurricanes are moving on to the Eastern Conference Finals after a thrilling overtime 3-2 win over the New Jersey Devils. Your OT hero, courtesy of Jesper Fosbath.
A fitting hero for a team who's had contributions up and down the lineup, and this game took on a different character. It was close for once in this series. The Hurricanes showing that character that we've seen from them all season, overcoming the Devils' best.
Just excited, obviously. You're excited, but the work's not done, obviously. You still got 8 more wins to go. And so, it's always an emotional time to end a series, but excited for the next one.
You know how many teams that would, you miss a whole top line out would be able to kind of trug along the way we are. But it says a lot to these other guys that now are getting some credit that, I mean, if you don't have them, you have no chance. I'm just really proud of the group.
Casey, Rod Brind'Amour pushing all the right buttons this postseason. The second power play out there for the winner. Why was Jesper Fast on that unit? Just because they needed a right-handed shot. Sometimes it's that simple.
One small change is all it takes. One other thing, Rod Brind'Amour, he's been through this as a player. Now he's going through this as a coach. He talked a little bit about that emotion behind the bench. He said, I'm just an old guy back there just enjoying this. He said he went back, watched that overtime goal, watched the crowd's reaction. It gave him chills. For Pat Welter, I'm Casey Hintz, WRL Sports, Raleigh.
Police in Lumberton have identified the men who they say had a shootout near a children's baseball game. Investigators say they're searching for Seven Pitchford and Jermaine Spivey Jr. Both are facing several charges, and police say more are expected. Authorities say both men should be considered armed and dangerous. If you know where they are, call police.
Chapel Hill and Wake Forest warn of a recent spike in vehicle break-ins. In Wake Forest, police say officers investigated 17 car break-ins on Wednesday into Thursday. 3 guns were taken. 2 of them have been found. In one case, the thieves actually stole the car, a Hyundai Sonata. Police in Mooresville found it yesterday afternoon. No one has been arrested.
Also, Michelle, in Chapel Hill, police are echoing that message of locking your cars. Officers say break-ins are also on the rise there. In 3 months, they have had 122 reports of car break-ins. More than half of those were unlocked.
And the White House is reportedly looking for ways to get Russia to release 2 detained Americans. Sources say the Biden administration is turning to allies for help securing the release of Evan Gershkovich and Paul Whelan. According to sources, the U.S. officials want to see if allied countries have Russian spies in custody that they would be willing to make a trade.
Pilots at Southwest Airlines have voted to strike as the summer travel season approaches. Southwest Airlines Pilots Association says 99% of its members voted to authorize the strike. The union is still negotiating for a new contract. They're pushing for pay raises. The vote doesn't mean that pilots will be allowed to walk off the job, though. A federal law makes it difficult for airline unions to strike. You will now be able to see how long you have to wait in line before you step foot inside the DMV. It's all thanks to new technology that just rolled out in North Carolina. Here's how it works. Go to ncdot.gov/DMV and hover over the location where you plan to visit. The wait time tool measures how long it takes from checking in to being helped. You can use this technology after noon each day. That's when people are allowed to go walk in.
Well, if you're having a hard time getting those steps in, new research suggests that eating a certain amount of fruits and vegetables could help. The study shows eating 5 pieces of fruit and vegetables a day can be as good for your health as taking 4,000 steps. Scientists measured oxygen levels of more than 2,300 people who had to walk on a treadmill, and they also answered questions about their food habits over the past year. Researchers found that when people follow the Mediterranean diet, their fitness level equaled taking 4,000 steps a day.
Pretty good counts right there. Yeah. There's a highly anticipated new Legend of Zelda video game out today. Rick Damigella has that story.
The green-clad, sword-wielding hero Link returns to the Nintendo Switch in The Legend of Zelda: Tears of the Kingdom. The game is a follow-up to 2017's The Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild.
The Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild was such a monumental experience. It really changed the industry. The video game industry was profoundly affected by how incredible The Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild was, which was a launch game for the Nintendo Switch. And so what The Legend of Zelda: Tears of the Kingdom is a direct sequel to Breath of the Wild, which isn't something that Nintendo generally does with the Zelda brand. But it also allows us to explore this beautifully rich and diverse land of Hyrule that they created for us in Breath of the Wild to a much more granular degree.
Zelda, we rely on your knight and that legendary sword he carries. Our last line of defense will be Link.
The Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild was one of those games where people could play it for 500 hours and still not see everything. This is bigger. And, you know, you might not be seeing too much of summertime when you pick up this thing. This is going to be taking over a lot of people's lives.
Link, you are our final hope.
Leveling up in Hollywood, I'm Rick Damigella.
The original Legend of Zelda game was released by Nintendo in 1986.
A little bit of a makeover there, right? Well, the Academy of Country Music Awards had some great performances last night. Ed Sheeran was a special guest, and North Carolina's own Luke Combs joined him for a duet. They teamed up on Sheeran's song, Life Goes On. Sheeran wrote the ballad in honor of his friend Jamal Edwards, who died last year.
A mother's love knows no bounds. That's true for birds as well. A female osprey was pelted by hail during a storm in Colorado Tuesday night. Aw, look at the poor baby. Boulder County Parks has a camera that live streams the bird's nest. It captured this video as those pea-sized pellets of hail piled up around her. You can see her shielding the eggs. Thankfully, she and the eggs are just fine. Wildlife officials expect those eggs to hatch in a few weeks.
What a good mama. Mm-hmm. Anything to protect your babies.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, imagine you're walking on the beach and all of a sudden an alligator pops up expectedly onto the shore. That was exactly what happened to a couple in Alabama. Look at this. They spotted this huge alligator in the waves. Oh, my gosh. Run. The couple says the gator looked more curious than anything, but authorities are warning people just be aware of your surroundings. Oh, my goodness.
Saltwater? The alligator?
Yeah, I know. Apparently.
Be surprised, no doubt. Yeah. A Pine Springs Preparatory Academy class is taking its love for pollinators to the next level. Third grade teacher Katie Thomas and her students created an educational website to help spread awareness about pollinators. They launched the site Thursday and also launched these monarch butterflies into the air afterwards. Local leaders, including Holly Springs Mayor, was there to support the passion project. Pretty cool watching them just fly off, right? All right, before we head to break, winning lottery numbers for you. We'll get another check on weather and traffic up next.